Nursing homes in New York State can now allow more visitors in their facilities after Governor Andrew Cuomo expanded the guidelines for visitations. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some state lawmakers say long-term reform of the nursing home industry is also needed.
Loretto, the largest system of nursing homes and assisted living facilities in central New York, was able to resume visitation at most of its facilities this week. Families can schedule 30-minute visits once a week. Visitors are encouraged to be on time. They still need to wear masks, will have their temperature checked, and will meet in a designated visitation area. 20% of residents in a facility can now have visitors at any one time. One of the biggest changes, says Julie Sheedy, chief marketing officer at Loretto, is that Loretto will start administering COVID-19 rapid tests to visitors.
That test piece has been a barrier for some of our families, having to pay to have a test done, work through the logistics of scheduling a test, so we'll be able to do those on site.
She says it's been very emotional for families and residents to have in-person visits again. More than 86% of nursing home residents at Loretto have received the COVID-19 vaccine, but only about 44% of staff have been vaccinated. Sheedy thinks some workers were initially nervous.
They wanted to see what happened when people were vaccinated before they would decide to get it themselves. Now that many staff did choose to get the vaccine and had little or no side effects, more are willing to get the vaccine.
Republican State Senator Joe Griffo, who represents parts of the Mohawk Valley and North Country, says he wants to make sure nursing home residents can have direct connection with family members beyond window or barrier visits.
To ensure that we prevent that isolation and that other failure to thrive that can cause further deterioration and loss of life.
Griffo also wants to see a number of long-term reforms to the industry, like designating family members as essential caregivers, utilizing connected devices like ones from Amazon or Google, and expanding the Ombudsman program to advocate for residents. He's hopeful the legislature can agree on a reform package. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.